Downtown Fairhope under sunny skies. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan into the studio. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Lori.
As customary to have you, the second and fourth Tuesday after Fairhope City Council meetings, which it was held last night. Before we get to the agenda, last time we talked, we were teetering on the water usage. Voluntary phase one may be needing to move up. And then you put out some new figures Friday for water usage last week. How's it looking? Thank goodness we've got rain coming.
We have rain coming tomorrow. But actually, since we put out that post, we were running over 8 million gallons, inching closer to 8.5 million gallons. And this weekend and yesterday, we're seeing that number drop into 7 million gallons, 6.5 million gallons. So
just
remind people, you know, just to be mindful of, you know, conservation is still in place. So that's been very helpful.
Yes, yeah. that's wonderful. Yes, that folks are noticing and paying attention
they
and
are.
Doing those little bitty cutbacks.
They are, because I think all of us together, you know, can really make a difference. And obviously it shows when people just conserve a little bit. We don't have to worry about going back to that phase two.
Right, or even worse, the phase three.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Which would be mandatory. And on water and on the agenda, there's a biggie to help deal with it. It was a presentation during the work session with Krebs Engineering, and then an item on the agenda number 27, engineering services for a water distribution system capacity expansion, pushing $500,000.
So correct.
Tell us about that.
So last night, Caleb and Mark were there from Krebs, and they just really gave an update on what our plans are. They gave an update, a status on where we are right now with the well that we're currently building and the 24-inch line and the 12-inch line. And right now where we are is we're about 65% complete. We still are planning on all that coming online in March of 24. Construction's going really well, thanks to the dry weather.
Right.
So there are always positives to something. And so, again, that construction's going really well. We do see that that's going to be complete by the end of March. And then they also covered that what you see on the agenda is $500,000, $498,000 in engineering fees, but that is for another phase, and basically that is to start building additional wells and treatment facilities. So that's what that amount of money is for. But what that will do is develop a new well at treatment plant one, expand the treatment plant at number one, develop a new well for well number three, and expand the treatment plant for well number three, and then also it will do a hydraulic model for our system to say if there's going to be a subdivision built or anything that needs to be done with our system, we can kind of map that out and see what our water capacity usage looks like. So excited that was on the agenda. Thankful that the council, you know, had the wisdom to, you know, to start planning for this. And hopefully all these improvements will be in place of May of next year. We have a very aggressive timeline.
And
so
total, that's 4 million gallons additional, is it?
It's 4 million gallons additional. So, again, we're going to basically, you know, increase our capacity by 50%.
Almost 50%. And so this resolution passed, and so
it did.
Moving forward.
It's moving forward.
Wonderful. Okay.
The other thing, Lori, that's going to allow us to do is do some test bores in different areas throughout town, some property that the city already owns. So we're going to be able to do some pilot bores. So as we continue to grow and we continue to expand our water distribution system, we'll know areas that we already have some good aquifers in where we can put wells, where the city already owns the land. The other thing we're going to be looking for is a place north of town, and they identified an area maybe near St. Michael's Way, somewhere up north of town, Rock Creek area, that we're going to need to put you know, a water tank, just for, you know, for future capacity.
Okay, very good. So you've really taken the bull by the horns on this case.
We are trying to, and again, it's a very aggressive timeline, but we do have, you know, a lot of confidence in the fact that we can get this done. We've been working on it even before, you know, the water conservation went into place. So but we know how important this is to everybody and important to our city, and we really need to get this infrastructure in place.
Speaking of water and future growth, I don't see the ordinance that would have required folks that want to hook up to our water to annex in if they were contiguous. Is that still questionable?
You know, that ordinance has been introduced, but it was basically postponed any action was postponed by the council. So I do think that you'll see that come back up maybe in a modified format, but right now it was not on the agenda. No.
Okay. All right. Anything from the work session you want to mention before we go to the agenda? There was something about a litter getter project and Osprey initiative.
So most folks know that we put kind of a litter boom right there at the Winn-Dixie detention pond that the city owns to try to capture some of those plastic bags and trash before they get into our waterways. They talked about that project and talked about an additional an additional initiative where we're going to take 12 different drainage areas and put some, basically they're almost like sifters or like rakes is what they call them, inside the drainage pipes to be able to collect any trash before it gets into our waterway. That's going to be through a GoMesa grant. So you'll be seeing more information on that as well.
Very good. That's a great idea. Okay, and on to the agenda, the report of the mayor. What did you have to report last night?
So, last night, Josh Turner came, and he was, I recognized him under my comments, but Josh is with the Fairhope Rotary Club, and he had really taken on the project of the Fit Court, or the Fitness Court, that we're talking about putting possibly down at the Bay, or either at the Mike Ford Tennis Center, and that is basically a circuit training area that people can do that's outdoors. It's an initiative by Blue Cross Blue Shield. So Josh had applied for that grant, and then came to the city council meeting last night to present checks from single tax and from the Rotary Club to basically fund that purchase. So it was a partnership between the city, single tax, and the Rotary Club, and then a grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield to be able to acquire that Fit Court and then place it somewhere here in Fairhope.
Don't know where yet, but the equipment will now be able to be ordered.
That's correct.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And on to the agenda. Final adoption of personnel rules and then a resolution to approve 23-24 holidays. Anything in there we need to know?
I don't think so. The holidays, you know, the council was gracious enough to award 2.5 more holidays, basically 2.5 days, additional holidays for employees this year. So we just mapped that out, what that looks like.
That's nice.
Specifically the Christmas holidays, you know, we've not really been off Christmas Eve. We're only off half a day. So they gave us that other half day. So to make sure we set all those up and make sure everybody knows when they're going to be off for the holidays.
And this was really the first meeting since the budget approval or
it
second.
Was,
and
yeah.
So a long list of appropriations.
Correct.
Which we won't mention all of them, but you do things like support the Eastern Shore Art Center, Ecumenical Ministries, the Baldwin County Trailblazers, the Eastern Shore Chamber. The
right.
List goes
right.
On.
It is about $250,000 worth of appropriations for things like Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance, the Eastern Shore Arts Center, just like you said, things that really contribute to the quality of life we enjoy
mm-hmm.
here in Fairhope.
What's the difference between an appropriation and a contract?
Basically, it's the same thing. You're
okay.
Going to give them an appropriation of money, but in
okay.
order to do that, you have to do a contract with that organization. They have to give you something in return.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. We talked about the other biggie, and that was the water distribution center that the engineering services will cost about $500,000 and ultimately result in 4 more million gallons of water. That's just the design, though. The construction is a whole nother ballgame.
Right. The construction is a whole nother ballgame. And again, we do have an engineering estimate of that work, and also we have an amount that we put in the upcoming budget. So it is budgeted dollars.
Okay. And probably some grant money, too.
Yeah, there is some grant money associated with it, but we will, well, actually not with this project. We don't have any grant money. We're hopeful that we might be able to get some, but not as of yet. But again, the engineering fees are less than 10% of that overall project cost. It is a big project. It's a high dollar number, but again, necessary to continue to expand our water distribution system.
Less than 10%?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so it's at least 10%. A $5 million or more project. Okay. And that makes sense. Let's talk whatever you'd like else on the agenda that you want to mention that I just didn't highlight to ask. And then we've got a few things we can mention off the agenda.
It was really a good meeting, but there's not really anything on here that I can think of that we really need to talk about. The water distribution was the largest
mm-hmm.
thing, Lori. The other thing related to water that we also looked at is that we're going to be doing a study of our system development charges when it comes to water and wastewater. We're currently undergoing a cost of service study to look at our rates with Jackson Thornton, and they're going to take that just a step further and also look at some system development charges for us to make sure, you know, we're being fair and equitable across the board, to kind of map out a plan for us on those system development charges when it comes to utilities.
What does that mean, system development charge?
So it means what the developers have to contribute back to our system if they're going to develop. I mean, we...
Isn't that an impact fee or not?
No, an impact fee is different, because an impact fee they pay that goes for roads and police and fire and parks. This is in addition to this is in addition to the impact
but not
fees.
New this
not
might
new.
Look at adjusting
we've been doing it, but we again, you want to revisit that every so often just to make sure that you're, you know, you're capturing the costs that you need to, and make sure that you know, you're just being fair and equitable.
Is this study going to include looking at water rates for your customers, your average users as well?
It will. This one will not, but we are doing a cost of service study now also with Jackson Thornton.
Okay. All right. The lights are going up in downtown. If you've ever come down for dinner or something, or watch the sunset and turn in dark, you're going to see a few lights on.
You are.
The crews are busy, and we have... it's time is flying. November 16th is the date for lighting of the trees, correct?
November 16th is that date, and it's amazing how fast this year has gone by. And it feels like we just took them down right after Arts and Crafts, and we're already putting them back up. But the crews are doing a great job. If y'all have been downtown at night, you see how beautiful they are. And everybody looks forward to tree lighting and those lights going back up. So excited to be able to get that done again this year.
The Clock Corner of Gaston Plaza.
Yes.
The construction is working there.
It is. What,
we're under a time limit for November 16th. What
we
do you
are.
Anticipate?
You know, we know that we're going to have that. It may not be completed. You may have a few little, you know, last minute things that you need to do, but for the most part, it's going to be ready where people can navigate it, where we can put the tree up.
Yeah,
where the clock will be back. You know, all the pedestrian signals will be in, but we might have to put some finishing touches on it, you know, after the tree lighting.
Someone posted a drawing of that on Facebook, and I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me, but the clock was set further back, kind of more like in the square itself, and people were wondering, where's the tree going? So is the clock moving back to the corner?
The clock will actually push out a little bit more. So we're actually taking a few parking spaces. You know, we're taking, I think it's 1.5 or 2.5 parking spaces, because we're pushing that corner further out into the road. So it's going to be a little bit different configuration, but we are pushing it out a little bit further. There's going to be enough room. We've had to measure and make sure, and there'll be plenty of room for the tree and for the clock.
Okay.
And a seating bench that's kind of near the clock that will have some, you know, plaques on it to talk about the history of that plaza and recognize single tax and the city for their contributions to it.
And several seating areas, right?
There are several seating areas.
With the brick walls type. Where,
and the tree wells. Mm-hmm. There'll be some nice trees in the center of it.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I also saw from our friend James at Fairhope Times, and I walked over across the street and looked. Looks like mural artist Hannah Legg is just about finished with our murals for Arts Alley at the parking garage.
And I don't know, Lori, if you've walked over there, but it's really kind of taken, you can kind of see the transformation now. You see the murals. Obviously, she has completed both murals. You see the trees going in to kind of soften up that landscape. A lot of the pavers. Mr. Watkins did ask me last night about the parking deck, if we're planning on painting that. Right now, we're planning on power washing it, but not necessarily painting it. There has been some talk about some things that we might be able to do to continue to soften up that area. We have one more directional sign that needs to be painted, and we have done an agreement with Master Joe's right there on the side of his building. So as people enter from Section Street, to do a mural there to kind of draw people in to park in that area. And then, of course, we have the sculpture by Bruce Larson that was funded by single tax to go in here on Church. So that area, the restroom facilities, you know, pretty much completion. They're doing the interior of that, finishing up a little bit of the exterior. So that project's really coming along. Again, the Clock Plaza and the alleyway will both be... Our plan is to have those both open by November 1.
Whoa.
At least the alleyway by November 1 and then the Clock Plaza just before.
That's a very lofty goal. Now, there's also another component, the Bratz bus terminal. Is that mm-hmm. still part of this?
So the facility you see right out your window, Lori, that is the transit hub. So it's an area for them to wait. It's also a restroom facility.
That is the transit hub. Okay.
It is. Right. And that's what that's going to be used for. Bratz can make a stop there. We have a shuttle, you know, that's stationed at the parking deck. We've actually just hired a second shuttle driver. So to really expand that program to allow people to navigate around town by the shuttle. So another part-time driver. So they'll be running Monday through Saturday between 9 and 2. So
so the hours are slightly changing to include Saturday and start at 9 instead of 10.
Correct.
Okay, good.
And we'll be putting out information on that. But again, we've hired another part-time individual to be able to make that happen.
Very good. Well, thank you, Mayor. Anything else that you want to mention I haven't thought to ask?
I don't think so. I mean, there's a lot going on, and again, just want to tell everybody how much we appreciate their patience with all these projects. There are a lot of things that are going to, again, continue to contribute to the quality of life here in Fairhope, and thankfully we have citizens and community partners who are very conscientious of that and who have allowed us the grace in being able to get all these projects done. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
I thought of one more.
Okay.
You were at one of the premiere parties for the Hulu TV series Love in Fairhope. What did you think?
I loved it. And I loved the fact that we kind of brought a little bit of Hollywood to Fairhope.
Yeah.
The Fairhope Inn, they hosted that and just did a great job. They always do. And just love seeing the folks who were in the show and thought the show was great and just appreciate, you know, Hulu coming to Fairhope and featuring us.
That's got to be a good economic boost, but a lot of folks were taken aback with the one bar and two street lights.
That's right.
Some of us are like, yes, maybe more people won't move here
because of that. That's right.
But it was fiction-based reality, absolutely. Or reality-based fiction. The two collided.
I kind of compare it to a Hallmark movie. Not everything in a Hallmark movie is true either.
Sure.
Because not everybody finds their prince charming. So,
while it's snowing in the square.
That's right, exactly. So you kind of have to chalk it up to just that's Hollywood.
There you go. Thank you so much, Mayor. Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan joining us the second and fourth Tuesday morning on Community Contact following Fairhope City Council meetings, which, by the way, you can watch the work session and the meetings on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel live or later. And you can also hear our interviews later if you miss them or miss part of it or want to tell a friend on WABF1480.com. It is 8:40 and 58 degrees. WABF, good morning. Let's check in now with Kenny in coastal traffic.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, your Tuesday morning commute's got a few trouble spots to begin the morning, including North Demetropolis at Demetropolis Lane with a fender bender, an accident with injuries at Airport Boulevard there near Hillcrest. We've seen delays, I-10.